Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios. Do you have a box full of old home movies or videos, and you've been wanting to have them converted to DVD? If so, we can help you. We've been in business for over 35 years here in Montgomery, and all work is done in our facility, unlike some other companies that ship them off to, well, who knows where. Is your iPhone out of storage? We can transfer your videos and photos to files as well. Call 279-6036 or go online to danblackstudios.net.
Alabama weather will never fail to surprise you. Our lawns hardly get a chance to have any downtime. And as usual, it's already time to start getting ready for spring. This year, save the hard work and aggravation and call Alabama Lawns, the River Region's leader in weed control and fertilization services. What makes Alabama Lawns the River Region's best? It's the people. They have the experience, education, and commitment to customer satisfaction. Ask your neighbors. Alabama Lawns has been the Montgomery Advertiser's Reader's Choice Award winner 8 years in a row. The Alabama Lawn staff is made up of long-term employees and agronomy graduates, and the staff at Alabama Lawns attend annual continuing education classes. It pays to have someone that knows southern grass types and how to keep them green and flourishing. Call Alabama Lawns today at 272-7171 and let them show you real value in lawn maintenance service. Alabama Lawns, the company with black trucks and green lawns. 272-7171.
Welcome back to News and Views. Thank you again to Troy King for stopping by. Coming up, Barry Moore, candidate for Congress. But first, Jack, let's talk to Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet. Ray, how are you?
Man, I am doing great, fellas. How about yourself?
Doing very well.
How you doing?
Good. Hey, I got, real quick before we get to that, I got one question I would like y'all to pose to all the candidates.
Okay.
Because I'm still a little bit on the fence here what I'm going to do. I would like to know if they are for letting us to get suppressors without waiting a year and a half to get the stamp for a rifle.
Right now you need a stamp to get a suppressor for a rifle?
Yes. For any kind of gun, you got to have, if you want a suppressor, and a lot of people say, oh, you can't have them because they watch movies and they think they're completely silent when you're actually firing a gun. They're not. They just suppress some of the noise so it doesn't blow out your eardrum.
Wait, is this a federal issue or a state issue, Ray?
Federal.
Okay.
So congressmen need to let me know, are they willing to put forward a bill? Because they had one going through, and then it just died.
No, let me be clear, Ray. You're trying to protect your ears here. You're not trying to, emulate James Bond anytime soon.
No, I'm trying to protect my ears when we're out here slaughtering the hogs in the middle of the night because they're killing all the fields and the deer and everything else, and they're in a spacey. They're just taking over everything, and the only way to get rid of them is to go out there and shoot them.
Absolutely.
And it is what it is. But with the suppressor, you're not going absolute death doing it.
Well, there you go. And actually, the candidate Barry Moore is here. He wants to say something.
Ray, let me say, if you want to be James Bond, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I don't think your Second Amendment ought to be infringed at all, actually. So I didn't know exactly what you wanted it for, but hey, man, you got a right to bear arms, right?
Absolutely. And here's the thing, the crazy thing about it is if somebody's going to spend that kind of money on that equipment, they're not going to use it in a bad way because those things are not cheap.
Right. There you go.
Well, I don't know about you, but my AR-15's never hurt anybody.
Never hurt anybody, but I can tell you one thing. If you ever take you out hog hunting with us, it's addictive. Man, that's the way to go, right around at night.
You need to come down to my dad's place. We've got them down and around on the river down there, and they're everywhere. And so my cousin actually goes out and shoots them a little bit. But I just keep my AR-15 by my bed because that's the gun I'm comfortable with. It's never hurt a soul, but because of my military training, I figure if I need it in the middle of the night, I don't want to be running around trying to figure out where the trigger is. So it's one of those things. If you want to be James Bond, man, I'm okay with that.
Well, I keep by the bed as a 9mm, but the first round's rat shot because if he accidentally shoots me, I'd rather get
caught by rats. Good word.
Ray, let me ask you something. Say you come back from hog hunting and it's been a little wet outside. It'd be nice to have a floor that's easy to clean when you stomp inside, right?
Hey, I've done it. I've actually come through the house, you're dead tired at 2 in the morning, and you walk through and you're like, oh, shoot, I didn't take my boots off. You run back out in the garage, take your boots off, you run back in, and there's mud everywhere. Clean it up. It takes like 5 minutes to clean it up because it's completely waterproof, mud proof, crime in the bed, nobody knows the difference. And it, the last thing you want to do is be woke up by a mad wife after a hog hunt that night.
There you go.
So it pays off in dividends to have this waterproof flooring. It absolutely does.
Well, it could be waterproof flooring, it could be carpet, hardwood, laminate, ceramic tile. Y'all do backsplashes in the kitchen. Y'all really do it all. And so if folks want to get a free, it's free, in-home consultation, where do they need to call?
Call us at 285-8117. We'll come out and give you that free consultation. And we even have waterproof carpet of all things.
Waterproof
carpet. So you're looking for waterproof, we've got it all the way around.
Well, Ray, I appreciate you calling today. Again, folks, check out Prattville Carpet, 285-8117. They're at 2201 Copsford Road. And, Ray, I need to get on one of those hog hunting trips sometime soon. I hear it is addictive, and I need a new addiction.
On Friday nights is when we normally do it, but I'm not doing it tonight because my granddaughter's birthday is tomorrow. And Sundays, the pastor gets a little upset at me when I'm sleeping in the church service, so I try not to go Saturday.
I hear you. Well, I appreciate the call.
Guys, y'all have a great day.
Thanks, Ray.
Bye.
Coming up, more with Barry Moore. A whole hour here with Barry Moore, running candidate for Congress. He's running for Congress.
The conservative outsider for U.S. Congress in Alabama's 2nd Congressional District is Jeff Coleman.
Well, the campaign's almost over, and charges are flying. But here's the truth. The United States military still uses our moving services all around the world, every single day, and has for 70 years. I'm looking past partisan politics to support our military and help President Trump build that wall.
Jeff Coleman's the real deal conservative in this race. He's been endorsed by the Alabama Farmers Federation, the Business Council of Alabama, and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. He's a conservative businessman, not a politician. And Jeff refuses to play political games.
Tiff and I have loved meeting you, and I'd sure appreciate your vote.
Absolutely.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
To the town of our free rode a stranger one fine day. Hardly spoke to folks around him, didn't have too much to say. No one dared to ask his business, no one dared to make a slip. The stranger there among them had a big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip.
It was welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Hey, Jack Campbell, how you doing?
I'm fine. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. And it's my pleasure now to formally introduce Barry Moore, candidate for Congress. Barry, how are you this morning?
I am good. Thank y'all for having me. I should be able to find this thing blindfolded by now in the studio. And for some reason this morning, I still missed a turn. But I am happy to be here and happy to be on time, actually. So
We appreciate that, certainly, doing a live show and all. So how's the campaign going? How's it feel out there?
Well, it feels great. That's the neatest thing about it. You get out, and we didn't poll early. We just wanted to work. And so we grassroots. We've always been one of the best grassroots teams. My wife, when we started in 2010, we could put together some people to knock some doors and feed them pizza. And so we were able to start a grassroots just knocking doors, and we built a base over a period of time. So recently, with the grassroots work, we decided to do a little polling, and things are looking really good. We had been hearing good stuff. We knew we were moving the needle. And so we're excited about what we're hearing going into Tuesday. It's going to be a big day, and I think a great day for our team.
What aspect of your message do you think has resonated with people? What do you think has convinced the people who have told you to vote for you?
Well, I think, a couple of things. And there's obviously different voters and different people trying to make up their mind, have things that drive the needle, so to speak. But experience, I did serve 8 years in the Alabama House. And so a lot of the campaigns are just running on, I'm going to do, we want to do, we will do. our campaign is say, look at what we've done. And we've been able to talk about our track record, you know, as the most conservative vote in the Alabama legislature, the bills that we brought, whether it was Small Business Tax Relief Act, a number of bills for our veterans. My military service has been huge in this district. That became an issue recently in the race, as you guys know. And so my military service and actually being the only veteran has sort of, it's routed a lot of those troops, so to speak, around us. And so, it's just different things resonate with different people. Experience being on Trump train, being the first to endorse him. You know, there are a lot of people in this district that love Donald Trump and appreciate the job he's doing and feel like he's under attack, and rightly so. And so knowing that I was with him from day one and I was a delegate and that I spoke for his bus tour and then was with him two more times in Alabama, I think a lot of people go, you know, we don't have to wonder where Barry is on Trump. Everybody says they love Trump right now. But actually, at one period in time, he actually rode my coattail. So I'm happy to try to, you know, I'm trying, and I don't know if that was much of a coattail, but I came out and endorsed him and caught a lot of heat for that, Joe. I can tell you, I caught a lot of heat.
You can conduct polls all day long, and people have, but candidates, some candidates have an innate ability to gauge support by reaction. How do you feel about that? Are you being, heard the women... And Dothan were all over you yesterday.
Well, I wouldn't put it that way,
like
Jack.
Like dandruff on a blue serge suit.
Yeah, I really had a wonderful time. And I tell you this, I think, Jack, that's one thing about me. I've been no respecter of person. When I was in the state legislature, I was as good of friends with the man that shined the shoes as the man that sat in the speaker's seat. And I have always been that kind of person. I didn't see demographics or socioeconomic status. I saw individuals as the Lord created us. And so I've always tried to be a people person in that respect. And I think I'm good at reading people and the response that I get. And, you know, you don't always know. People don't always tell you the truth. But just when I would introduce myself, a lot of people just kind of their eyes would light up and go, oh, we've heard you or we've heard your name. We're so glad to meet you. And so, I think that I have that ability in some ways to read. And then my campaign volunteers, we got somebody asked me at lunch the other day, how many people you got working on payroll? Like 30. I said, no, we got two paid people. Everybody else you see is volunteers, and that's grassroots. Wow. And so that's been the thing. It's they are talking to people as well. So that, I think, above all, we've been blessed in a sense that we've had some people come out of the woodwork to help us, and we've built a tremendous base. We've had a base over the years, but that team, grass kind of runs under the soil and kind of sprouts up everywhere, and I guess that's why they call it grassroots. It can endure a little drought, but we've actually seen a great return on our investment in just people over years.
Now, I think I know the answer to this, but it's good to revisit this. National Term Limits Day was yesterday. Are you for term limits?
Oh, man, you know, I told somebody yesterday, and I was speaking at an event, and I said, I am the only guy that's walked away from a guaranteed reelection. And I served two terms in the Alabama House, and, you know, I walked away from an office I was guaranteed a reelection to, but at the time, that wasn't important to me. I don't think this ought to be a career. And so certainly I've signed a term limits pledge in Congress. Now, I think it needs to go across the board. Let's don't have all our good conservative guys walk away from Congress and leave Nancy Pelosi and the rest of the crowd there to run the show, because it would go down the drain quicker than it is at some point now. So, I'm a term limits guy. I signed that pledge, and I'm the only one in this race that's walked away from an office that was guaranteed reelection, basically.
Who took your place?
Rhett Marcus.
In the House?
Yes, sir.
I never heard of him.
Yeah, he actually owns a tire store down the road from my waste hauling company, so I've been a customer of his over the years.
Okay.
I think he's been a customer of mine a time or two, but when I walked away, he ran and got elected, so things have changed a little bit in the legislature.
Now, another thing that's been brought up by callers is just services, constituent services, but in particular with veterans. Now, you did some work in the State House on Veterans Affairs, right?
Yeah, I did. I actually, the first couple of years I was in the Alabama legislature, I was vice chair of Small Business and Commerce, and I was on a couple of other committees. I was on Military and Veterans Affairs Committee, but that 2010 class that came in, all those Republicans, I moved more bills for military families than anybody in my class. So pretty shortly, the speaker realized, hey, this guy needs to be chairman. So by 2014, I was moved to chairman of Military and Veterans Affairs, and the License Reciprocity Act for spouses. And I may have explained that to y'all, but BRAC, when the Pentagon's looking at which bases they want to reduce or cut down, they start looking at government, how friendly they are in those states to those bases and how well the people are received. And so license reciprocity allowed, like if you had a spouse, Joy, say she was cutting hair at Fort Benning, Georgia, she was a licensed cosmetologist for the state of Georgia, and the government said, hey, buddy, you going to Fort Rucker. over to Alabama. Well, if you brought your spouse with a Georgia license to Alabama, she couldn't cut hair because she didn't have an Alabama license.
Right.
So we passed a license reciprocity that allows your spouse to practice their profession a shorter period of time, long enough to go through the process so that family is not penalized for serving this nation.
Now, I don't think this just came out of nowhere. You didn't just one day go, oh, I'm going to help the veterans. I'd imagine there's a reason you were focused on this from the get-go.
There was. I mean, all my life growing up in Fort Rucker and was bordering my hometown, and so all my buddies' dads were Vietnam era pilots or enlisted crewmen, gunmen, mechanics on aircraft. And so my dad served in the military. My granddaddy fought in Korea. So we had a history of just a lot of ties to families and friends that were service people. We saw the price that they were paying in a lot of ways. And we felt, you know, I just grew up loving that part of our community and who they are and those who are willing to go sacrifice for what we so take for granted many times. And so I served and served my 6 years. Actually, I was at 1133rd Medevac out at Danley Field. And then my son-in-law is an Army Ranger, 82nd Airborne. So we have a great deal of love for the military and respect for our families that do that sort of thing. And so, yeah, that sort of drives my motivation. And also, it's a huge economic engine.
Oh, true.
I mean, if you're in the legislature, you don't want anything to happen to the military in this state. And so that was part of the process of
so you won't recuse on military votes?
No, sir. I took point in Alabama on that, and I'm glad you brought that up, Jack. When I was chairman of Military and Veterans Affairs, we had a package of 7 bills that were brought to us that said, hey, you guys need to get this done so we can get the F-35s to Alabama. And so that was a process of working across the aisle, naming them the Red Tails after the Tuskegee Airmen, which Alabama had. We had no other state had it, and we were trying to sell the Pentagon on, hey, here's where we want those jets. And so we brought a package of 7 bills along with working across the aisles to get them named the Red Tails after that great tradition of the Tuskegee Airmen that brought those F-35s to this part of the country. And so what a blessing it is to have served and to known those people. And so, yeah, there's a passion there. It just comes, I guess it's innate. I grew up with it.
No, and when you grow up with it, you don't have to, well, it doesn't come across as contrived. It just comes across as real. This is what you're about.
That's right.
This is who you know and who you are. And I appreciate that. And so I'd imagine you want to go, we'll be trying for armed services if you go up to Congress.
I would absolutely want to be on armed services, sure. And I would love to chair that committee.
Determines that? Pelosi?
You know, I think you have, my understanding, guys, is if you have 2 military bases in your district, you can automatically be appointed to that.
Oh, that's great.
Because, okay. Hey, Jack, when they were redistricting that, I got a speeding ticket coming to Montgomery because I was down in Enterprise, and they called me and had cut one of the bases out of Martha's district. And I was on campaigns, constitutions, and elections, and we were doing the redistricting. So
right. It
looked like we were about to lose that seat on armed services. So I'm speeding. I actually got a ticket coming to Montgomery.
Oh, you gave them that badge, and I said, go on, fella.
No, I shouldn't say speeding. Let me rephrase this, Jack. I got a ticket for going through a red light just about yellow. You know how y'all got the cameras up here?
Oh, damn cameras. Don't get me started.
Yeah, I know. So I voted against those things. But anyway, so I had to pay the ticket because it was in my wife's car. But I was on the phone with Mark. Martha's chief of staff, and we were so concerned about that, and I was able to get it fixed, but I had to fly from my hometown to Montgomery to try and get that done because that just came up unexpectedly. So yeah, if you got 2 bases, you got a shot at being on that committee. You certainly you don't want to recuse, though. You want to be active and protect those jobs because that is a great part of what this state is good for. We love our veterans.
And, of course, it's armed services, and then the other committee is agriculture.
And I'm an ag science major. I grew up on a peanut farm in South Alabama. And
well,
Enterprise
I wouldn't
area.
Tell anybody. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, and well, the
I
drought.
Love peanuts.
Man, I love them, too. And the drought and armyworms got us out of the farming in 1980, but we kept the land, and we still run a few cattle on the land. But yeah, Dad, I grew up ag science. I mean, I grew up doing it, you know, running a farm. And my plan was, and you know how the plan is, to go fly with 1133rd Medevac on the weekend and then work a farm, be a service guy with the poultry industry or whatever, and that was my plan. But the Lord does different things sometimes.
Indeed he does. Indeed he does. You know, it's funny, there's a candidate running for the Democrats who's trying to buy the election at the presidential level, Bloomberg. And I was listening to him, and he was saying that farming is just you dig a hole, throw some seed in, put some dirt on top of it, you know, that's
God
simple.
Does the rest.
Yeah, you know, just pray, get down on your knees. That's how it works.
Man, I went to a friend of mine's farm, and I run heavy equipment now. I'm a licensed general contractor, so we got dozers and excavators, and we do site work and dirt work, and there's some pretty cool technology in that. And I still have my CDL. So I can drive one of the garbage trucks. But when I went and saw the stuff that those guys were doing with computers and tracking and the electronic technology to do that and to fix it. That's more importantly to repair it, so you don't have to call a serviceman out to the field every time you have a wire come loose. And to see that, it was staggering to me how much the technology has changed from the time we were farming in the 80s to currently. And no dummy can do that.
Oh, right. I had the opportunity. I produced a show called The Land Show. It comes on, I believe, Saturdays here on WACV. And I got to know, through producing that show, a lot of folks, and all the new technologies being brought to bear. It's amazing stuff. It really is.
Unbelievable, man, the way they track that stuff. And I told my buddies, I said, man, I don't mind running, helping y'all pick during season. If you're running behind and I can help anyway, especially when they've been, when the weather's held them up and they're trying to get them out of the field. But the one I don't know now, man, looking at some of that equipment, as big as it is and how technologically advanced it is, I'm not so sure I could do it. I'd have to have a training course.
Right, there you go.
Yeah, it's a lot different from the old. At our farm, we had a John Deere 1020 that my dad bought in 1970.
You're telling your age, Dad.
Pretty damn basic, yeah. I was a kid. I mean, 1970, I was only 15, and I learned how to drive that tractor. I could get on it right now.
Man, I remember the 1020s when we were in it. Was the 30 series, the 40-30s, 20-30s.
Well, they were bigger tractors.
A little bit bigger, yeah. And then the 30, and then went the 40, then the 55 series. So, yeah, all those John Deeres, I remember those.
But they would all bankrupt you trying to buy one. Yes, my God.
Even back then, and I can remember, man, when we got our first 1135 Ferguson, that was the biggest tractor I'd ever seen. And now that thing wouldn't even pull the hay plow compared to what they got out there. It won't do anything. It would be good to move wagons around the field, barely. But it's crazy what they've got now.
When Harry Ann ran in 2008 for Congress, and I was helping her, I spent a lot of time going to farmers and just looking at getting in some of those cabs. I was like, my God, you've got air conditioning and stereo. And I just couldn't imagine that. It's so cool. Farming is, God, I love farmers. They put up with a lot of crap,
and
you know?
It's such a huge roll of the dice. That's why we've got to help them. I mean, to think of what they put on the line. When I go bid a job to move dirt, I may lose a little on this job or make, but I know pretty quickly. Can you imagine the investment that it takes to get the seed in the soil, which Bloomberg says is real easy to do, and then just wait? Can you imagine the roll of the dice every year? We've got to have that food supply. And so for those guys to go on the line and to do that for us time in, time out every year, and for the amount of capital investment that it takes to do it, I appreciate them for doing it, man. It is a true service to our country.
There you go. We got to hit another break here. 272-922-8, if you have a comment or question for candidate for Congress Barry Moore, 272-922-8. This is part of the program brought to you by Express Fitness 24/7. Coming up at 11 o'clock, we're having listen to that trombone Bob Rogers on.
I can't wait.
And I have to say that after I did...
Man, that's a great sales pitch.
Well, I did this back squat workout, trying to get my max up on squats, and my legs felt like trombones walking around and just howling at me. But I asked for it. I love it. Express Fitness 24/7. All sorts of room to run, whatever workout you're looking for, whether it is sort of free weights, using barbells, dumbbells like I like doing, or plate-loaded machines, cable weight machines, rooms full of cardio equipment. There's a thing over there called the Arc Trainer that will also just make your legs start howling like a trombone. It's great stuff over there, Express Fitness 24/7. It's in the name. Once you're a member, low sign-up fee, month-to-month rate, no long-term contracts, and you get 24/7 access. I'm going to the location on Harrison Road, 3331 Harrison Road, the old Hogan's Gym. But you can, when you become a member, go to any location around the River Region. Just go to expressfitness24.com, see what location works best for you. And when you do stop by, because it's always a good time to find a new addiction like the gym, stop by and tell them Joey from the radio sent you. More news and views when we come back, 272-9228, if you have Barry Moore, have a question for Barry Moore.
Didn't have too much to say. No one dared to make a slip. The stranger there among them had a big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I'm Barry Moore, and I want to represent you in Congress. Every candidate in this race says they support Donald Trump, but I've done it. Many candidates in this race say they support term limits, but I've done it. Many candidates say they will fight for conservative values, but I've done it. Some candidates say they support our military, but I have served. I am the only veteran in this race. So on March 3rd, you have a choice. You can either vote for a candidate who says they're going to do it or vote for Barry Moore who's done it. I'm Barry Moore, Trump Republican for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Barry Moore for Congress, Enterprise, Alabama. Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
March 3rd, voters in Autauga County Commission District 1 will have the opportunity to move the district forward or keep the status quo. Paul Beckman is ready to serve the district and turn around the failing infrastructure, help get a fair share of funding, and help our schools. Paul's not a part of the good old boy network, and there'll be no quid pro quo. Paul Beckman will be the voice that fights for what's best for Autauga County Commission District 1. Vote Paul Beckman, March 3rd.
I'm Paul Beckman, and I approve this message. Paid for the Friends of Paul Beckman at 1803 Garrett Drive, Prattville, Alabama, 36066.
Today is the day to celebrate these great warriors. Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place. Thank you, Bradley.
That's President Trump recognizing Bradley Byrne's work to fight against the impeachment sham. When President Trump needed a fighter to take on Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff, Bradley Byrne stood up, and President Trump took notice.
Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place.
President Trump knows that Bradley Byrne is a fighter. Byrne has a 97% pro-Trump voting record. He's pro-wall, pro-life, and pro-gun. Bradley Byrne puts Alabama and America first. Bradley Byrne puts us first.
Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place.
President Trump is making America great. Send President Trump the fighter he needs to keep it that way. Bradley Byrne for Senate.
Bradley Byrne.
For Alabama.
Bradley Byrne.
For U.S. Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
Hello, this is Yasmin Hosted with Beauty and Beyond. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for 10 years plus. If you would like to increase your business, use Blue Water Broadcasting radio stations. They get results.
The average return on a radio ad schedule is 11 times investment. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how to increase your bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The Alabama Senate gave final approval to a bill that would block cities from implementing new occupational taxes. This comes after the Montgomery City Council passed an occupational tax earlier this month. This bill now heads to Governor Ivey's desk. A judge has dismissed a lawsuit over control of the Alabama Democratic Party. The judge dismissed the lawsuit filed by longtime leader Nancy Worley to prevent new chair Chris England from taking control. The judge says he doesn't have jurisdiction over the internal party dispute. And Selma's Bridge Crossing Jubilee events get underway this weekend. Thousands of people, from residents to tourists and even several presidential candidates, will be in Selma for the Bridge Crossing Jubilee. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. This hour of News and Views brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368.
You almost stammered on that a little bit.
And equal housing lender.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm like judging all sorts of things at the same time.
Oh, I know. Multitasker. Barry and I were just talking about mutual friends we have in Coffee County. A lot of good folks down there.
A lot of good people, man. A lot of good people.
Why don't we go to the phones here? We have Jonna here on the phone with a question for Barry.
Yes. Barry, all the candidates say they want to help Trump build the wall, et cetera, and I would expect that. However, what else are the voters asking you to do when you go to Washington?
Well, you know, there's a number of things, and that's a good question. Standing with the president initially has to be the one thing. I think he's been an agent of change, and I think my track record in Montgomery proved that I was an agent of change. I drove home almost every night. I never really became a part of that system. I wanted to change it, and so the president's doing that. Obviously, he's under attack, a great deal of attack for that. But, you know, building the wall naturally is one thing. Continue to help support his agenda and defend him. I think right now, He can move his agenda, John. I think the issue is he's having to fight everybody that is a part of that swamp to get the job done. He just needs some people that's got his back for a change and maybe take some of the pressure off of him, because the Russian collusion thing went from that to the impeachment. Now they're talking about another possible impeachment. It's just a constant barrage of attacks, and he has very little help. I met with the Freedom Caucus the night before the impeachment started, and out of 435 congressmen, I was disappointed to see only about 30 in the room. And those were the people that were true patriots to me. Those are the people that are defending the freedoms. They're not a part of the system. They don't have the endorsement of K Street. They don't have the special interest money. Those are the freedom fighters that we have in D.C. They need some help. But the coolest thing about that was, I had a concern. I said, tell me, Freedom Caucus members, how is the relationship with the White House? And they talk daily. And so Trump is good friends with those people. He knows they have his back. He knows I had his back from day one. It's a nice fit for me to go. But we're going to need a little help. But we can't get there without your help. And at the end of the day, then we can help the president. There's a lot of things that Donald Trump can do. He's got some fantastic ideas. He needs to be able to step on the gas and sort of get these distractions put at bay. And Jim Jordan's done a fine job of defending him in the hearings. I think those guys, Andy Biggs, Mark Meadows, the people that are there that are fighting for the president, those are the people I want to join. And hopefully we can help him move his agenda forward. And I don't know what all he's – I know he was disgusted with the last couple of budgets he had to sign. So one of the things I think we can do initially would just say, I tell you what, a lot of times, and I saw this especially when I was chairman of Military and Veterans Affairs for Alabama, they would say, we're not going to pay your soldiers if you don't sign this little continuing resolution on the budget to keep government up and running, and yet Congress was getting paid. I think one of the things we need to do immediately is, if you don't pay our airmen, our soldiers, our Marine, our government employees, then we don't pay Congress. And so at the end of the day, they don't throw another bad budget on the man's desk and say, either sign it or we're not paying your soldiers. And so there's some ways we can start to fight back. Legislation like that is key to it. Let's don't let them hamstring the president on everything he's trying to do. Let's force them to the table and support him so that we can pay our soldiers. Or either we're not going to sign a bad budget just so you can get your way. And he just needs a little help.
Well, I agree. And another thing I think that ought to be done is the way that we do our budgets in the federal government, which I used to work for.
Yes, Ms. John.
You get so much money. And then you'd have to, race around the end of the fiscal year to spend it.
Yeah, to that, Dan Crenshaw has a fantastic bill right now. It's called the Year-End Fiscal Responsibility Act. And what Dan has offered is the same bill I brought to the Alabama legislature. If at the end of the year, if you, instead of the use-it, lose-it policy, because we would see this now in federal budgets, about October, end of the summer, coming into early fall, the government would say, oh, you got this money and you got to spend it. And they're like, well, why would we need to spend it? Because if they don't use it, they lose it. And I think Joy brought it up one time on this show. That's like telling your kids, hey, we're going to give you an allowance this week, and if you don't spend it, you lose it next week. Right. That's terrible government policy. So Crenshaw's got a fantastic bill for zero-based budgeting, and there is a number of things we can do. And I tell you one other thing I think is fantastic. Oklahoma offered this, and I had a bill drafted in the Alabama legislature at one time we were trying to get moved. Is we need to put a fee on wires from this country to Mexico, because all of those people working under the table that aren't paying any taxes, every time they wire this money out of the country, we could recover some of that cost of them being citizens in this country when they're not able to pay taxes. They're not here legally. They don't have a Social Security number, or either they're paying under somebody else's Social Security number. But if we can wire, we can catch that money crossing the border, we can recover some of the revenue that is costing this nation in economics as far as education and also health care. There's so many costs that we're having to absorb right now as taxpayers that are digging us a tremendous deficit. So there are some ways we can start to recover. I think President Trump's open to a number of these, and some of these things will help him. Crenshaw's got a great bill, and I'm all on board with him.
We appreciate the call, Jonna.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks.
We got to hit another quick break here, and a bottom of the hour break. Coming back to answer some more calls. Just, talk a little more about the campaign, how to save the country, help the president out, all these good things. 272-9228. If you have a question for Barry, 272-9228. More news and views when we come back.
Jonna, a plant.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Well, listen to that trombone. That's Bob Rogers. He's a musician, an electrician, small businessman, and a hard worker. Just the kind of guy you want to send to Congress to represent you. Not a millionaire, not a lawyer, a hard worker just like you are. Elect Bob Rogers to Congress.
I am Bob Rogers. I paid for and approved this message.
How would you like to live life in the fast lane? Then come into Wind Creek with Tumka, because we're giving away not one, not two, not three, but four 2020 Mini Coopers in our Minis, Money, and More giveaway. You can start earning your chances to win now. Then come in for the grand prize drawings every Saturday in March, when you could be one of the lucky players who drives home in a 2020 Mini Cooper. So make it a mini this March, only at Wind Creek Wetumpka.
Business report. The Dow has dropped more than 1,000 points. The sell-off is about the economic impact of the coronavirus. Goldman Sachs, Citi, and J.P. Morgan are all predicting the virus will wipe out earnings for U.S. companies this year. The virus has curtailed travel to Asia and Europe, impacted global trade, and it shut factories in China, crippling manufacturing there for U.S. businesses. This week's selling has pushed stock averages into correction mode, down 10% from their highs after a big run-up for stocks. A reading this morning says inflation was weaker than expected at the start of the year. The Fed's inflation reading was tame in January. Dallas Federal Reserve President Robert Kaplan says he's currently assessing the impact of the virus on U.S. businesses and will consider whether the Fed needs to lower interest rates. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosolda, invested in you.
We've coiled. We fought for justice.
A turning point in man's search for freedom.
And freed a continent.
Tear down this wall.
But perhaps our greatest achievement isn't thanks to an athlete or an astronaut. It's at the very core of our country. Our greatest achievement is in your hands. Democracy 2020. Fox News. America is watching.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Mom and Dad can find their happy place in senior living. Let them show you what makes Caravita Village so special.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. I love when I can tell you about a great weekend forecast. It looks like we have a dandy. Tonight's going to be another clear, chilly night. The overnight low temperature falls to about 36. But tomorrow, plenty of sunshine. High temperature up to about 60. In fact, we have a warming trend beginning Sunday. That'll be the nicest day of the weekend. Upper 60s to perhaps teasing 70. We'll be in the 70s on Monday and Tuesday with a chance of showers and possible severe weather, I think, by the middle of next week. It has our attention. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right, Jack Campbell. 272-9228, 272-9228 if you want to get in. East of the Rockies is on the line, wants to talk to Barry Moore. Hey, East, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for this series of shows. I appreciate Barry and his consistency. I'm also a child of the Wiregrass, grew up in Dothan, although growing up is debatable. Hey, Barry, I know you're not musically inclined, but...
Oh, he's a drummer, actually.
Yeah, we were just talking about that.
How about that?
Brother,
right,
there you go. I am a drum-playing deacon in a Baptist church, so you figure that out.
Hey, no, man, I totally dig that. That's great. But here's my thing. You also are a businessman from the Wiregrass. And I'm really digging your message, and I'm telling everybody I know to vote for you. Can you elaborate some on the business that you've I know you've been involved in agriculture, but you're a garbage man.
That's good. I tell everybody I got my degree from Auburn in ag science, and I ended up driving a garbage truck. So Jack, they might be better to go to Alabama. Would you agree?
I said that on a war eagle.
We're sending you to Washington to take out the trash, man. I mean that's perfect.
Yeah, I actually started in 24 years ago. I started a garbage company with an old truck and some raggedy cans. And when I tell you, I was the driver, the mechanic, I was accounts receivable, sales, you name it, I did it. And I actually have a shower in my office to this day because I just never knew if I was going to have to replace a hydraulic line, climbing a garbage can. You just never knew what was going to go south that day. And so I actually didn't have very nice clothes the first time I ran. I bought this blazer I've got on, and I've been wearing this thing out. But
it's a nice blazer.
But because my wife would always get on to me because I would get stuff all over it because I was working for a living. And so our campaign early on called Calluses Encouraged because I actually have calluses on my hands. A lot of these guys have paper cuts, but I have the real deal. And so I started driving that garbage truck, and the Lord blessed that business. And so we were able to grow. And in 2010, the Republican women in that part of the world asked me to run. And so I served two terms in the Alabama House. But, yeah, we built that business from the ground up. We're a licensed general contractor. We have a few dozers, a few excavators, and a couple dump trucks, and we still do the waste hauling. So we've been blessed, man. And it's allowed me to understand the perspective of what it is to try and build a business, because about 7 or 8 years after I started my company from the ground up, I realized that with Barack Obama had come into office that my son would never have the same opportunities that I had because of the taxes and regulations. You remember Ronald Reagan said the government's idea on the economy is if it's moving, they tax it. If it keeps moving, they regulate it. When it fails, they subsidize it. And the reason I ran was to reduce taxes and regulations so subsidies wouldn't be necessary. So any individual, your son, my son, our kids, our daughters, whatever, could start from the ground up and do what we did. But that what's more important is not that we leave our children money and not finances, but leave them freedom. Freedom to choose the career that they're created and God's given them, and not let government impede those opportunities to be who they're created to be. And so government, we don't worship government in this nation. We worship God. We've got to get government out of the way so people can succeed. And I'm not saying that everybody's going to wind up in the same spot, but let's put them in the same starting blocks and give them the freedom to choose and do what they've been designed and created to do. And so, man, that's kind of how it is. That's why I got in this thing, is to save those freedoms and pass them along to those kids and those generations that understand the opportunities that this nation that many of us have taken for granted. But fortunate that a good old boy from down in Baton's Crossroad, Alabama, could be running for Congress, tells you we're still in the greatest nation on the earth. We've got to return to those founding principles.
Well, listen, I look forward to visiting you in Washington after you get elected. So you just keep on doing what you're doing.
Bring the broom. It's a mess. Isn't that what they say?
Thanks, East. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Reagan once said, the most dangerous words that an American can hear is, I'm from the government, and I'm here to help.
Oh, and then, Jack, one day this is a true story. I was running my little business down there doing my own thing, and I was dealing with three government agencies the same day. We were trying to do a little access road for a church. I had the DOT. Not that that's bad, but they were there. I was dealing with the IRS and ADM on something else. It was nonstop regulatory issues that were really taken away from being productive. And so I understand what it's like to battle those things. And I was frustrated so many days in business to the point that it drove me batty sometime at the regulations and restrictions and the taxes and the issues that I was having to face just to go out and provide a public service. It was really insane.
Well, it's a shame that people that are in small business have to, what you just said, have a battle with an agency. Agencies should be working with you to ensure that you're in compliance and not fighting you all the time.
And we need to elect conservative. Conservative leadership is a big, big part of that. I think, you know, I just got some friends that are in positions now that are conservative, and they get that. They understand what it means to get government out of the way so that we can allow the private sector to fix the problems. Government is not the solution, Bernie Sanders.
Amen. You know? Amen. 272-9228. Let's go to the phones. Talk to Carol. Hey, Carol, you're on with Barry Moore.
Hi. Yes, I would just like to say my name is Carol, and I am a veteran, and I love my country, and I love Alabama and my home. And I have extensively researched these seven congressional candidates, and I want you to know I highly recommend Barry Moore. I have not found anything that where he doesn't support the people, where he's not a down-to-earth, honest person, where he doesn't contact people when they contact him. Yes, I know that there was a guy that worked for him when he first started that no longer works for him, and some people may have the wrong phone number to contact him. But please reach out to Barry if you have a question, because let me tell you what, he's who we need to send to Congress. And I just appreciate the time to let everybody know that.
You're more than welcome. Anytime, Carol.
Yeah. Thanks, Carol. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, Miss Carol. I know who you're talking about. There was a gentleman that worked for us, Jeff Osler. He was retired military, and I like to have retired military on staff. Those guys are go-getters. They take task at hand, and they complete it on time. And so, but Jeff took a job back out at Fort Rucker, actually. He went back out and took a civil service job. So he had cards with his phone number, and I had a couple people calling Jeff out at Rucker trying to get in touch with me. So, yeah, and then one thing, when I was in the state legislature, people don't know this, but my cell phone was actually on the state website, and we had no staff, so my wife was chief of no staff. And so Heather would handle the issues for us, and I would help handle the issues, and she's a fantastic, fantastic team member, and I'm blessed to have her in my life. But so we were readily available, and the one thing I want people to know is that I did drive home every night, most nights from Montgomery, unless I had the pages. But D.C. is not going to become Barry Moore's home. D.C. is going to be a place where I go to work, but I'll come back. We'll have more town halls. We'll have more one-on-one meetings where staff sit down with veterans and farmers and citizens and business owners to fix the issues. Y'all will not be missing Barry Moore. I will be in the district because this should be public service. This should be about having a servant's heart. And I tell you something else, you can't be on Barry Moore's staff if you don't want to serve people.
I like that. 272-9228. We got to hit another break here. Again, folks, this hour of News and Views brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage, Kim Williams and the whole team over there doing fantastic work. You know, we just mentioned veterans. Veterans are in their blood over there at Alabama Home Mortgage. They're family members, they're friends for the folks over there at Alabama Home Mortgage. So they have taken the time to make it easy for you, the veterans, to take advantage of the benefits you earn through your service, VA home loan programs and the like. They're on top of it. Sometimes it can be tough dealing with the bureaucracy. Well, they handle it for you. Whether you're looking for a first-time mortgage and wanting to get pre-approved before you go out into the housing market, or if you're looking to refinance and save a bunch of money month to month, she's saving all sorts of money, right? Yeah, just month after month.
Like $600 and $700 a month.
It's crazy. You get to skip a couple of payments, so whether you're just looking to save or you're trying to get, you know, a financial burden off of your shoulders, maybe credit card debt, Alabama Home Mortgage is the place to go. First-time mortgages, refinancing, and veterans, take advantage of those VA benefits through Alabama Home Mortgage. Their number, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. Yes, they are an equal housing lender. More News and Views when we come back with candidate Barry Moore.
Six till nine and afternoons three till six. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I'm Troy King. I approve this message and I think you will too. I believe in keeping our Bibles open and our guns loaded, in standing for the flag and kneeling for God. I believe life is sacred and begins at conception. I believe we need a wall to keep illegals out and raids to end sanctuary cities. I'm through being pushed around by the liberals in Washington, and I intend to stand with President Trump. I'm Troy King. That's why I'm running for Congress, and it's why I hope you'll vote for me on Tuesday. Paid for by Troy King for Congress.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is in the house. Well, everybody is back from market and understand you got some great stuff.
Bubba, we have got the newest gift ideas you will find coming straight from market. We've got the wonderful jewelry, good-looking, bright jewelry that doesn't break the bank and is going to be the perfect gift any time of the year. Also, we've got some wonderful totes that have just come in. They are bright colored, ready for the beach, the lake, those things. We've also got dry wick beach towels, but we also have some Turkish towels that have just come in. And if that's not your thing and you're looking for something different, we've got this new popcorn that just came in. It's got chocolate, sea salt, all kinds of great flavors. It is new. We had it years ago and we got it back because it was such a great seller. But we've always got the freshest and finest candies and pecans you will find anywhere. We have it at Tucker Pecan.
Where are you located?
We are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
I'm Cam Ward, and as a Republican candidate for the Alabama Supreme Court, I want to tell you what I believe. God, my family, and my country are the three most important things in my life. My philosophy is simple. The legislature should make laws. Judges interpret the law, not the other way around. The Second Amendment absolutely matters. Violent criminals should be kept behind bars as long as possible. And elections do matter. On March 3rd, I'm asking you to vote for me, Cam Ward, to take these values to the state Supreme Court.
Paid for by Cam Ward for Justice, P.O. Box 1749, Alabaster, Alabama.
Montgomery is home to so much of our country's history. Many people fought for our sacred right to vote, and we're all standing on the shoulders of giants. I'm Montgomery County Probate Judge J.C. Love. On March the 3rd, we'll vote for nominees for President, U.S. Senate, and Congress, as well as in local races such as school board, district, circuit court judges, and county commission. No matter which party primary you vote in, let's all honor the legacy of those who fought for our rights and vote on Tuesday, March 3rd.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The River Region's 24-hour News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228. And closing minutes here with candidate Barry Moore, candidate for Congress. And we have another caller here, Barry, Debbie. Debbie, welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys.
How morning. You doing?
I'm darn good. How you doing?
I can't complain.
Jack, she does that almost as good as you do.
She's pretty damn good.
She does that almost as good as you do it.
Well, I've already voted. I voted early voting because I'm working an exit poll or research company, and I voted for you, Barry.
Well, I am so grateful for that. I tell you what, I was hoping you were going to say that since you called
me. I voted every chance I have had to vote, I voted for you.
Well, thank you.
And I want to tell people that is a wise decision on my part because you are the candidate.
Well, you've done all you can do at this point. Now pray for me. Actually, that's more important than voting, but make sure you pray. I tell everybody to pray for me and vote for me. So you've done half of that. Do the other half.
I'm halfway there.
Amen. Amen.
All righty. I won't take any more time, guys. Have a great day.
Thank you so much, Debbie. Thank you.
Thank you.
And I don't think you'll disagree with this, but if you win and you're going to Congress, people really need to pray for you.
Amen, brother. Actually, I was at we went to a WEPS thing last night. It was a pro-life thing, and I left there, and I went by to a church. There was a guy that's traveling. He's praying in all 67 states in Alabama, and I was invited to go, and so...
Obama, 67 counties in
67,
Alabama.
67, yeah, counties. My bad, Jack. Don't mind me.
It's the end of the campaign.
Yeah, it's only a few days away. I'm delirious. But anyway, so they were praying, and I told those guys, I said, my biggest concern is once you get there. Because even in Montgomery, it was tempting. And I saw some of my friends fall off. You know, they came in with great conservative ideas. They came in going to fight the good fight. And they lost their way, and it was easy to do. And if you stood, you caught a lot of heat, and it's difficult sometimes. And so that's why you got a guy right here that served 8 years in the Alabama legislature, but I don't have a lot of the big special interests backing me. That says a lot about who I was. I was a populist guy, and I was guaranteed reelection if I ran again because my district knew I did what I told them I was going to do. I never wavered. I never went with the Montgomery influence and support from a – when I say Montgomery, I'm not talking about the town, but I'm talking about the government within the town. And it's the same with D.C. And so at the end of the day, you got to make sure that you know who you are and you stay prayed up because there are a lot of hooks in the swamp. There are a lot. I told somebody that we just need to drill a hole in the bottom of that tub and drain that thing, man.
No, sir. Well, if you win, you better come back.
No if, Jack. You got to speak it, brother.
Okay, okay. But
once I win, I will be back. So, yeah, we will come back. Y'all,
because we never saw Martha,
well,
right. Ever.
Don't feel rained on. I tell you this, I chaired Military and Veterans Affairs, and I would have to call other people to get help, and that was sad because we campaigned. I saw her a lot in 10, and I just, after right. a while, and it's not just Martha Roby
exactly.
people.
It, yeah.
It's, in general, we get people in government that forget people. They forget us, you know, and so I think Trump's doing a good job of keeping his promises. I've always tried to keep mine, and like you said, Joy, once we get there, that's when the prayers need to be poured because that is going to be a challenge. I say this, guys, there's a spiritual battle for the future of our country. It's not economical. Hmm. It's not even political. It's a spiritual battle for the future of our country, and we're going to have some people to pray it up, and they'll stand.
No, there was a theorist who observed American democracy about 200 years ago. He said, "What makes America great?"
De Tocqueville.
Yes, it makes America great is it's local, mostly local governance. It's voluntary, mostly. Government's more rubber stamped mm-hmm. on what was going to happen anyway, and it's infused with the spirit of religion.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we need to get back to those principles that made us great in the first place.
Right, that's exactly right. He said, I believe he said something about if we'll cease to be good, or we're great because we're good, or something.
Right.
And I often thought that was a great quote because it really talk to the heart of the matter of who this nation was and what our founding and our beliefs were. And I think that's, we got to get back to the heart of the matter. It's not guns killing people. It's heart of people killing people.
There you go. There you go. Well, Barry, it's great seeing you again. Great talking
to
you again.
Thanks, Barry.
Thanks, guys.
And night, Sherry.
Folks want to support you in these last final days. How can they do that?
Please do. www.barrymoreforcongress.com is our webpage. And we have a great grassroots organization. Joe, I was telling Jack off there a while ago. We did a live town hall the other night. Had 10,000 views, and we hadn't even boosted it. So Barrymore Republican for Congress on Facebook, that's a great way to follow what we're doing. Everybody vote Tuesday. You ain't got to vote for Barrymore. Research the candidates. Know who we're voting for, and I hope they'll look at my record. Not what I promise I'm going to do, but look at what I've done.
Absolutely. Well, Barry, like I said, great seeing
you
again.
Thank
you, best of luck.
Appreciate you coming in.
Thank
you.
Y'all are a blessing. I appreciate y'all having me. Mm-hmm. A third time, I think, this time?
Yeah, third time.
Yeah. We'll be back soon.
And not to give your opponent free, but, I mean, he's coming up. Can you hear it, Jack?
What, the trombone?
The trombone. I hear a trombone in the distance.
Wow, listen to that trombone.
Bob Rogers up next.
You're giving him a hard time.
No, it's in his hand.
I love his hand.
I love it.
Well, I'm a drummer.